Hello, thank you for listening to our totally normal theme song that was done in the same manner as usual, with no technical difficulties. I'm Chris. I am here with Miranda, Kristen, Kate, and Rana for a very special bonus episode 39, but we're going to party like it's bonus episode 69 of the Book Wars Pod.
I hate you.
Nothing's wrong here. Everything is normal.
Everything is normal. So the soundboard is broken, which is particularly egregious for Kristen's going away episode. But we're going to power through. We're going to make do.
We're our own soundboard. We used to not even have one. So
I was going to say,
throwback.
Dark times. Why should this day be different from all other days?
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
So as I said, we are sad. We are happy but sad today because we are here to celebrate the memory of our dear departed friends.
Would you say that we're happy and sad at the same time?
Thank you, Miranda.
We were blessed to know her in life, like, and also in death. I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's
my
God. Like, don't play around with my fucking life. I get it. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
And so before we dive in and talk about all of the great Kristen moments that you've come to know and love over the years, let's start with the person of honor. Keeks, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a grapefruit Spindrift. It's fine. It's the flavor that we have left in there right now. So,
wow.
Nailed it.
It's fine. And water. I drink so much sparkling water, so I drink through all the ones I like more first. I still like grapefruit.
You don't save the one that you like most for last?
No, because I live with another person.
I live with your husband.
I live with another person.
So it's kind of like when you have many siblings and you want to get food at the dinner table.
You don't have one like hidden in your bureau or
something? No.
Then it wouldn't be cold.
No, I want them to be cold. Yeah.
I live alone and I hide things sometimes.
Just for a fun surprise. Mm-hmm. Listen, Kristen lives with a white man, okay? I feel this.
Yeah, it's okay. I eat his leftovers because he forgets about them, so that's like a fine trade-off for me. Like if they're in there longer than a day, I'm like, oh my God, he's forgotten about it. I'm eating it immediately.
That's amazing.
Which is great. Fair. And I think he's only called me out for it like one time. Like I've been doing this for like years. So as long as I leave it in there for a day and give him a day, I'm like, I'm eating the rest of that burrito. That is for me.
Marriage. Peak marriage.
I mean, hell yeah.
That's just wherever Kristen lives. I'm pretty sure she ate my leftovers, but I was grateful about it.
I was going to say, you don't like leftovers.
You don't like leftovers?
I did that with consent.
I'm bad at eating leftovers.
I would never eat anyone's leftovers without asking unless they were
quits.
You
don't like leftovers? I'm not over this.
I know. That's why I'm just not good at eating them.
She's a delicate baby bird.
But sometimes the leftovers are better the second day. Well, those kind of leftovers I will probably eat.
So what, do you just cook like one serving at a time?
No. I don't know how to do that.
My brain is so confused right
so
now.
So do you just have like four fridges built worth of like meal planned leftovers that you just bring over to Kristen once a week to dispose of?
It's not a bad idea.
I would love that.
Wait, can you walk me through like what you don't like about leftovers? Because I feel like when
it's not that I don't like them.
I'm like, I got lunch.
I am bad at eating them.
What does that mean?
Like you forget to, or you don't remember?
I'll forget to, or I'll want to do something else.
Okay.
The we got food at home is not strong in my brain.
I get that.
Does that go for leftovers of when you cook or only like going out leftovers?
Oh no, when I cook too.
I am truly imagining just wall-to-wall refrigerators in your apartment. And your apartment doesn't really have the room for that.
I was going to say we've been there.
I know. I don't know where you're hiding them.
We're about to be there like next week.
You're not coming to my apartment.
Wow, she's rude. Like, stay away.
But I want to pet your cat.
My apartment's... I need to clean aggressively.
Can I just like, can you just like hold the cat out into like the hallway or whatever so I can pet him? Okay.
Totally normal things.
What? I love Tony. Leave me alone.
He's a good boy.
He loves you too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Burr, what brand new, not leftover drink are you drinking?
Oh, I actually finished my drink.
I did too. That's when it's time for number two.
To be fair, I did drink half of it. Like, I chugged it right before we started for some reason. It was a beer.
Seems reasonable.
It was a beer.
It was.
The beer, like Kristen, is dead.
I suggest that you get another beer, in fact.
Well, I'm going to, I think. But it is a trunk slammer?
Maybe you shouldn't get another beer.
It's in fake cursive.
Trunk slammer.
Trunk slammer.
But does it say champions like the Denver Nuggets championship hats?
Oh my god, fuck off.
It is a fun hoppy lager by Breakside. Oh. The percent alcohol by volume is just the right amount. That's what it says on the can. I don't think that's legal, but it's fine.
I don't think ours have to say it on them.
If they're
only going to be distributed in Oregon, but I don't quote. I'm obviously a legal expert.
I was just at Breakside on Friday, and they didn't have this on tap, so this is my first time having it. It's real good. It's like a seasonal lager. It's delicious. And
I'm going to
go
really good.
Get another one because I'm sweating.
Rana, what were you drinking before you have to go get more to drink?
Oh, I have my next thing here with
me. Oh, good.
Come prepared. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I was drinking while I was cooking dinner, which I haven't eaten yet, but don't worry. I had a lunch and a breakfast. I really only finished this on the call because I wanted to get to say the name of it. So it is Giant, which is not fun, but it's called Guava Mente. But then I hear it as like that song, Guava Mente. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
I love it.
So, that's why I wanted to tell everyone about it. So everyone else can now hear that in their brain for the rest of time. And I think something's going to be wrong with me because something's not quite right with my brain. And from now on, and I hear that song kind of a lot. Like, it's always played at parties. Not that I go to parties ever anymore, but still. And the next time I hear it, I know a little voice in the back of my head is going to be like replacing the S with a G. But this was a guava and mint green tea hard kombucha. I had it in the fridge. It was delicious. It was just 5% alcohol. But what I will be having instead, because I don't have that much beer left, is I'm going to open this relatively middle to cheap bottle of wine that I got the other day. I bought a fair amount of wine, and then I've had a bunch of unexpected social things pop up where I've ended up like leaving a bunch of wine at everyone's houses.
So
I'm glad that I'll get to drink this one because I feel
Yay. What is it, Rana?
Wait, sorry, were you about to roast me, Kate? I'm ready.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was like, Rana's just actually very generous and profligate with
not,
wine. Just,
I'm not.
Just
but also,
right?
Yeah, like, I don't often claim my mom's, like, Italian heritage, but, like, I am not showing up to someone's house without wine. I was just talking to my aunt about the story, right? When I was in high, or when I went to college, there were two things I thought you always showed up to someone's house with, food and wine. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm realizing this is my first podcast with my Invisalign in, despite having them for 8 months, so if I sound weird, that's what it is. Anyways, and someone had a house party my like first week of college. And so I like managed to get like my stepbrother to get me a bottle of wine that I had like brought to college with me for this exact purpose.
That's amazing.
And then I walked a mile to Walgreens to get Fig Newtons because I was like, I have to have something to bring to this party. I can't show up to their house.
This
that's
so you.
House.
Even though you already have the wine also.
With Fig Newtons and Walgreens and wine.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyways, this is a Mark West Pinot Noir. Not particularly great, but not terrible. 2020 and 13.5% alcohol. We source grapes from premier regions of California where cooler evenings produce grapes with intense fruit aromatics and flavors. Or aromatics. I can read. Wow. I'm doing great here. I'm tired, y'all. Yeah. It says delightful aromas of black cherry and plum, medium in body with soft tannins, pairs well with grilled salmon and pork tenderloin. So that's what's next for me. What about you, Kate? What are you drinking?
I have some gin that our friend brought over for us.
Was it Rana?
No, it was not Rana, actually. She would, absolutely. This is gin from the Block Distilling Company in Denver, which I have not been to. He just kind of threw this at us. They have a really pretty bottle, though. I'll take a picture for the for the gram. I know, it looks like a perfume bottle. It's so a pretty.
That's beautiful,
right? It says, "Tasting notes are bold, citrus, refreshing, and bright." Just floating in a kiddie pool with my pal, sipping gin on the hottest day of the year. I'm not reading the rest of this. That's really embarrassing. That's just an embarrassing comment. Anyway, so yeah, just a little more citrus than the usual, just herbal botanicals in this one. It's kind of interesting. I feel like I need to like pop an ice cube in here to get the full effect, because I'm like, there's something going on with the back end of the taste that I can't quite put my finger on. It's almost smoky, which is fascinating. So yeah, it's different. Miranda, what if you just pour yourself?
The same beer.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought it was different.
No, I bought four of them.
That's really sweet. Can I try that the next time I visit y'all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's really sweet for gin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also note that is technically my Get Well Soon gin. But
no one cares.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, you were saying what we're all thinking. If you bring gin over, it's mine.
It's true.
Duh.
Honestly, he should have known.
All right, what are you having, Weiner?
I have a...
Weiner.
I have a tangerine cream beer from Station 26 Brewing, which is located about a mile north of me and Kate.
I don't think we haven't been there yet, have we?
No, I've walked past it.
Okay, well,
I have definitely had that beer before, and it is a delicious, like, cream
it's so good
of a beer.
Yeah, it's like, it's tangerine and vanilla bean. It's like relatively light. It says nowhere on the box or can what kind of beer it technically is.
Don't worry about it.
I just know,
it is 5.2 alcohol by volume.
I just know there's lactose in it. I can sense it.
She can taste it.
I can. It's
I wonder if I've been there. It sounds so familiar, and it's very possible.
It'd be very like new.
What did I go there last time I was in Denver? I don't know.
It's in like a firehouse looking building.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Station 20. Hold on, I gotta look it up now. I don't know when the last time I was in Denver, Rana.
It has not been since we've lived here.
No.
So.
I've definitely been here. That's funny.
That's actually hilarious.
I have definitely been here. Cool. Well, glad to know that it's still there. And
yeah, the pandemic did not kill it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it says it opened in 2013.
Yeah, that was probably when I went. It was probably like I probably lived in Portland already. So yeah, it was sometime between when I moved to Portland and now, obviously. Sometime in the last 10 years. Great.
Keeks doing timeline things. Seems fake.
I'm good
very
at time.
On brand.
Yes.
I know.
What a
when
good
and where
segue.
Are we? I know. When and where are we? Not in Denver right now.
Exactly.
Well,
before
some people
I will interject. I will interject quickly and ruin that perfect segue and just note for people that for this book, our cause.
This book?
What?
I'm a book now.
It still says
Kristen,
it in the outline.
This
is why you
for
can't
this Kristen, listen, I'm reading the outline. It says for this book.
Fuck off.
For this Kristen, our cause is the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association at acpacares.org. They empower and support cleft and craniofacial healthcare professionals and the patients they serve through research, education, and advocacy. So we really encourage y'all to, if you are able to, make a gift to the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association.
Bah, 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 bah. Bah, 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 bah. It was in 2017.
Okay, that's
sorry,
fair.
I just had to look.
I love
that's when
you
I
so
saw
much.
That's when I saw Star Wars costume exhibit. That was fucking
yeah.
That was so fucking lit.
Oh man, I remember you sent like mad
it was
pictures.
So good. Yeah, I have mad
which
pictures
was,
of it. It was so
which,
good.
Which let me be clear, you sending mad pictures is not a complaint. It was awesome.
No, I think I speaking of consent, I think I also asked, do you guys want every picture I took?
And obviously we're like yes. Yeah.
I heard that exhibit was amazing. I heard people saw
so
it in New York
good.
And people who saw it here, and I'm not among any group of people who saw it, but I heard it was phenomenal. I'm happy
like,
you got to see it.
She doesn't listen, but shout out to my sister for being like, this is here, do you want to go? And me being like, how do you know that? Why are you the way that you are?
Triple cap.
Yeah, like, thank you. And yes, I had no idea and also would not have checked. So thank you. It was so fun.
Wait, is Lauren on CoStar? Would she be friends with me?
Probably.
Just out of cap obligations?
So you can be friends with Kristen's triple cap sister, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's a whole mess.
I like her sister. She's great.
Oh, she I like her great. Sister too. I've talked to her 2 times, but like.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kate for helping my sister with skincare stuff. That has nothing to do with anything, but like.
It was great. It's great because we're just in a chat and it's like me and Lauren and you're just there not knowing what the fuck we're talking about. And it's really good.
I know. I really enjoy it. It's great.
Speaking of not knowing what the fuck we're talking about.
What are we supposed to even be talking about?
Yes,
you,
so,
bitch.
For one last time with Kristen on the pod, where and when are we?
Some of us are in Denver.
We are in a time.
That's true.
We are in combinations of Colorado and Oregon.
Yep.
We're in a time when Kristen is going to be pooping out a baby, as it says, I'm reading word for word.
We all know
outline,
who wrote that.
Oh, yeah.
In a month.
Yeah.
And so we just wanted to gather and share some fond memories, give her some baby name suggestions.
Deliver a eulogy,
yes,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. In memoriam.
See if she drops out of the bottom of her coffin. You know how it is.
Run over by
We're
a drunk.
We're recording the video, right? For the yeah. flops.
Yeah. Run over by a drunk dump truck driver.
Yep.
In memoriams don't usually say how they died.
And if you still haven't watched I Think You Should Leave, I don't really know what to tell you. This podcast
I don't know
is what
to
it
tell
is.
You,
I would play a clip, but our drops are broken. So
whatever.
You can just imagine.
Who will be the baby of the year?
Wow.
Oh,
all
it's
right.
So good.
So
incredible.
Just to start with some of our favorite memories, first and foremost, we do want to thank you, Kristen, for editing our terrible audio for six years.
Literally.
Oh my god.
Which, what a fucking nightmare for you. Why did you do that to yourself and for us?
Because nobody else would do it, but
this is correct. We tried
That's
to transfer
reason.
It.
Oh,
we tried to
no.
transfer it over to me, and like 2 weeks in, I completely fucked an episode halfway through.
Yeah, you did.
And then nobody would let me do it. Well, not nobody would let me. I didn't volunteer to do it anymore.
Yeah. I kind of didn't let you do it anymore.
that's
true. Also what happened. I was like, okay, this is not worth it. Oh, thank you. Now I have audio editing skills that I will not be adding to my resume. Because
put it on,
you know,
LinkedIn.
Why would I ever want to do that as a career? I would not. So, but I know how to do it, sort of.
Just wait until Miranda's dead. It just makes you
oh my God.
Do some fucking shit, and then, no. then you're gonna be screwed.
No, he loves to come. Speaking of, I'm still. If you're a newer listener, I'm still in a band with Miranda's dad, and he loves to like come into rehearsal and like tell everyone how he's set stuff up.
Oh, he
he's
loves
like,
to,
I
he
have
to tell
this,
anybody that
I have this like plugged into this, and this is why this is happening, and we're all like, Bob. None of us are audio engineers. None of us know what the fuck you're talking about. And we're all just like, okay.
Kristen,
cool.
He comes inside and tells us that.
Yeah,
we're not even in the band.
Okay, for fuck's sake. Miranda, this is why you are the way that you are.
Yeah.
I know.
Some of us have special interests, and Bob is one of them.
Fucking.
And audio engineering is one of his special interests.
Almighty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's gone now.
Fair enough. But yeah, we started this fucking podcast in 2017 because we were so
After
fucking
Trump got elected.
We were so fucking depressed. Oh. And Chris had an idea, and I was like, sure. And then we asked, we were like, we need a third person, so it's not just us bickering. nonstop, which we do anyway, but whatever.
Why did I say yes?
I don't know why you said really yes. To this day,
some soul searching that you need to do.
I have no idea. And like, also, why did you stay?
I don't know. It was good. The pod is good for our mental health. It may come out sparingly, but theoretically, it is good for our mental health.
Hey, listen, we were doing real good while I was like out here nagging y'all until I went to grad school, and then you all were like,
"Now, mom, there are no rules.
There are no rules." Yeah,
that's right. Also, there was a panini happening, so everybody's mental health was like, "No."
To be fair, I think all of us have mental health that's like, "No," even when there's not a pandemic.
Exactly. Yes,
we did not need that to help us.
It's true. It's true.
We did not need that to help us. That doesn't make any sense, but we're all like, yeah, we didn't need that to help us.
That makes perfect sense. Fuck
off. Right. I don't know. I think it's fine.
It's fine.
I just want to throw back to the most enraging time probably that we've ever had, which is the first episode we tried to record, which we re-recorded like 3 different times because the audio kept fucking up.
Yes.
How did this podcast ever get off the ground?
I don't know. Especially like pre-pandemic, before like there were real podcasting platforms that were easy and accessible for people like across state lines. I was like, I don't know how to do any of it. Like, none of us knew how to make a podcast.
I know, we were so stupid.
Yeah. This is also before we were part of Tashi Station, and so we had no equipment because we were not willing to buy equipment.
We were uploading to the jankiest fucking website, hoping that somebody would go and listen to it.
Yeah, it was really on brand. That really set the tone for the whole podcast.
Great failure for years.
Yep.
Oh god. But yeah, no, bless us. We were just individually recording tracks on our own computers from Audacity, and I had to sit in separate, and then we had to go send them each individually to Kristen, and Chris and I had to sit in separate rooms, which still didn't work because Chris is too goddamn loud.
This is true.
Yeah.
Tracks.
It was not great.
It was.
When
it was
did I forget the name of Star Wars? This I do not recall.
Oh, it was real funny. I'm sure it happened.
What episode was it? Was it recorded?
Yes, and we've been trying to figure it out and we have not been able to. we've been literally looking for the fucking soundbite where I remember it so clearly where you were just like and Chris is just like
Star Wars?
Yeah, no, like literally you were like, yeah, and this thing and that happened in whatever this movie's title is, and I was like, that would be Star Wars.
Literally Star Wars. It was the original fucking movie.
This whole time, yes. I kept thinking that it was that Kristen forgot about the concept of Star Wars, and like, this makes a lot more sense. I was just like, was it one of her concussions?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my god. I mean, to be fair, Kristen forgetting about the concept of Star Wars, it could happen. I can see that.
It could.
Yeah.
Very believable.
It give it a couple months when you're sleep deprived.
Forgetting the names of movies, authors, and characters, that is way up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
I have never remembered any of those things.
No.
I was going to say, I don't think you've remembered a character in how many episodes are we on? 170?
Yeah. No, I've never remembered anything. It's like famously.
Which is amazing. Also, why did you join this podcast? Because it's a dumpster fire. And also, we've made you read like a lot and you kind of hated it.
I did. And which like I should like it. I was like, I'll join the podcast because I'll read. And like it was good. And I did. And then like as soon as I stopped reading and started producing, I was like, I'm enjoying this so much more. When I don't have to read. And I'm like, remember, reading used to be fun, man. And I still intend to, like, read some of the Star Wars books because I really have enjoyed them.
Gotta get that audiobook shit.
Yeah. I do listen to them on audiobook occasionally, which is always very funny because they all have like music and stuff in the background and like pew pews and it's cute.
It's ridiculously high production quality for being an audiobook, you know? Like it's
yeah. which like is very Lucasfilm of them. Mm-hmm. Like you can only release this if you have pew-pews in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, actual blaster fire from the movies. Incredible. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this question at the risk of you probably being like, I don't fucking remember. what is the last one you listened to even?
I don't remember. It would have been like it probably because there were a few that I did like still read or listen to when I was producing, but then I did give up. So because I was like, I'm definitely going to still read them when I'm producing, and then I was like, I'm definitely not going to read them when I'm producing. So there was some sort of like lag time lapse in there when I was still reading them, sort of. I'm sure I'm like halfway through a book and stopped. That checks out, right?
Yeah,
I believe that. Yeah. Listen, we'll just let you know when they finally allow Claudia Gray to write the sequel to Lost Stars, and you can hit
I
that one up.
I was going to say, what was that? Our first book?
No,
our second first book was Rebel Rising
about Jin. Baby
Lost
Jin.
Stars was like pretty deep into it. Stars was in 2018.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was January 2018.
That's nuts.
That's wild. That is
nuts. That seems fake. Wow.
The next thing on here is Blue Boys. Why did I start liking blue Star Wars things? I don't know.
Hondo.
Hondo's
not blue.
He remains not blue.
Famously not blue. Okay.
I think it was Cad Bane, though. Like,
that would make sense for you, for sure.
Like, I think it was Cad Bane / Cat Band. Like... Yeah, I think it had something to do with like the first time I was watching Clones through.
That does sound right. All right, so you're
like, Cad Bane's amazing.
So your definitive Blue Boy ranking, Cad Bane's at the top.
Mm. I think so, and then Thrawn probably.
Thrawn, sure.
Wow, no love for Max Rebo. Okay,
then Hondo.
Fuck off, Miranda.
Max Rebo's probably third.
Out of three. What other blue boys are there?
I don't know.
Gobi's blue.
Yeah, there are some other blue Gobi. People that are blue beings that I don't know the names of. Don't worry. It was fucking awesome to get live action Cad Bane. Like, after being obsessed with him.
The way I was so excited for you to watch that episode.
It was so good.
I don't know. I know a lot of people were just like, he looks weird. And I'm like, whatever, prosthetics, deal
He's
with
blue.
It. Yeah, I thought he looked amazing. He's blue.
He looks like he looks blue. In the Clone Wars. What do you mean he looks weird?
They're like,
he's an alien
he
in
squished.
Star Wars. What the fuck? People are fucking stupid.
When the Ahsoka trailer came out, somebody was like, oh no, Thrawn looks terrible. I'm like, he looks like a human who is blue. That is exactly
right.
What are you looking?
I don't.
Oh my god, who did they use? Oh fuck, for that. I wasn't at Celebration, but
oh,
remember
when they
like,
had the fucking Pierce Brosnan picture?
Yeah!
I was there. I can't believe I didn't know you hoes yet.
I remember being like,
I was there with my friend Amanda, and I was like,
why?
Is there Pierce Brosnan Thrawn movie I don't know about?
Yeah, we were all so convinced that they were about to announce something, and they just unveiled the mural too early. But no, the artist was just like, I don't know what a human looks like, so better make it look like Pierce Brosnan.
It looks so much like him.
It did. Like, I think they could have been sued.
Like, yeah. Actually... For real.
They're lucky he's supposedly a chill person because...
Oh my god, that was so funny. We should post that to the Instagram. I know we have a photo of it somewhere and we may have already posted it to the Instagram, but it's very funny.
They can have it again.
Makes my heart happy to know that I was so close to you all. Well, not you, Kristen. Sorry you weren't there. I mean, I saw Kate speak on a panel.
Kristen.
I said Kristen.
Me.
Oh,
me.
I didn't say Chris.
It's not all about you.
I don't care about you, Chris. Jesus Christ. Fucking white men. Oh my god.
God. Burp wasn't there either, but no, like we were.
I
like,
sure wasn't. Really, I'm just sad I wasn't homies with Kate already. Like I saw Kate speak on a panel, and I was like, cool.
Yes.
Then I walked. Yeah. Anyways,
we're in the
Kristen.
Same room.
Yeah. I have to open the door. If you all heard that husky sound, that was my dog. Give me a second.
Oh, I'm just hoping nobody heard Tony dropping his fucking crunchy machine.
I think Argos was saying goodbye to Kristen because he wants to be her friend.
Argos. Baby. such a sweet boy. Oh man.
She pulled her mic over. That's Rana really
just
good.
Knocked over her mic. Oh, lordy, lordy.
But it was muted, so
it was.
That's good.
Good job. So Ash doesn't have to deal with it later. Ash is going to listen back to this.
It landed on my foot, and I was like, nah, I can reach the door. It's cool, but I didn't realize it was tangled.
Oh, no.
It's fine. I'm resilient. Anyways.
She said, resilient. Crying. Oh, my gosh.
You totally can reach the door. That's fine.
Oh, absolutely.
You totally can reach the door. That was flawless, other than pulling the mic over.
Well, I was saying, one, this is a very heavy mic stand. And two, I reached the closet door, which is equidistant to my desk. So I was like, oh, I could do the closet door. I can do this door. But in fact,
you did it. You're good.
It's fine. No one saw anything. This is an audio medium.
Yeah, we definitely didn't describe it in detail.
No. We're definitely not going to leave this whole thing in, for sure.
We're totally.
Y'all think I have shame about this? No, I'm proud of saying y'all and not you guys. You know how hard I've had to train myself to not say you guys? Speaking of that, Kristen, you're from New Jersey. What's the most New Jersey thing you're going to raise your child with? Don't say Bon Jovi.
I don't know. Probably just listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen.
I was going
to
say, you pick Bon Jovi or you pick Springsteen.
I had a 50-50 shot there.
Yeah, it's we're a Bruce household. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else. No, they're
Opposed?
Just too, they're just different.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was like, who is Taylor Swift in like a feud with that her fans hate? There's always someone.
Kanye.
It was like Katy Perry for a little bit.
Everyone.
Yeah, so like, you know, they can't be fans of each other. I was like, maybe Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi people can't be fans. I don't know.
No,
I could totally see T-Swift getting into a feud with Bon Jovi. I could see that.
I can see it. I can see
that.
It, yeah.
I can see, sure.
I could see her breaking up with Bon Jovi's kid, is what I can see.
For sure.
Isn't Bon Jovi's kid dating?
Yeah.
Like engaged to Millie Bobby Brown, though?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I saw that on Twitter. Yeah.
That is a pop culture fact that I somehow know.
We are, surprise, this is a pop culture podcast now. Jokes on all you fuckers.
Celebrity gossip pod.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh my god.
Kate, you make that face now, but we've had a lot of celebrity gossip conversations. Not to roast you, but like.
No, you're right, and I blame my mother for this.
That's fair, yeah.
Because. My mother has an encyclopedic knowledge of celebrity gossip for no fucking reason, and now it just lives rent-free in my head. Like,
do you know what I blame for it? When you're at the supermarket and in the checkout line, they're all the terrible, like, I feel like they barely even exist anymore. But what are those called? Like, tabloids, but like the weekly tabloid that was all bullshit.
Yeah.
It was like you had like the whatever world news one that had like Bat Boy Lives.
Right.
And then you had like all the other shit. That's what I blame for my brain's need. Because it would, you know, you'd be bored. You'd be like helping your mom with the groceries. And then you'd be like, oh, what?
Hell yeah. Aliens are real.
I'm talking about myself too much. Let's talk about you and your baby.
No, you don't know.
Is your baby an alien? Is that why you said
yes,
that?
My baby
all
is an alien.
All babies are aliens.
As far as we know, my baby is an alien.
Kristen was abducted, and
this is how it happened.
I know. Yep. This is the end.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
So I.
What else about clones? Clones got me like really into Star Wars because I didn't watch it until like. After we started the pod, is that right?
I think that's right.
Didn't you tell Kate to get into it?
No, you got me into it, and then I was yes, because you're like, you know, it was one of those shows where like, you know, you're like, we need to watch this, and then I like to be like, fuck off, Chris, for 6 years, and then finally I'm like, fine, and then I love it.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
But no, I told you, I don't know why I told you to watch it. I think I was just saying it was so fucking good, and then you were like. Oh, I could have a lot of feelings over all these animated characters, and so here we are.
So many feelings over these animated characters.
I'm gonna continue to bully you into watching season two of Bad Batch.
Yes, I need to catch up on all the live action shit first. I'm not done.
Yeah,
because I'm terrible at watching TV and stuff. I'm terrible at like watching TV that I'm interested in, if that makes sense. Like,
no,
if I have to pay attention to it,
yeah,
I'm like, that is too much effort. I couldn't possibly do that. I need to be watching hot garbage. Like, put some animal show on so I can play fucking Two Dots while I do it.
That's exactly the same way I am, which is driving Chris absolutely bananas right now, because that's the kind of like schlump I'm in. Yeah,
that's
I don't think we've talked about season 2 of Bad Batch yet, but
I don't know.
We'll tell you to throw the baby at Quinn and make you guess on that one.
I would love that. Yes, because you know I love all of the clones, especially the stupid Bad Batch clones.
It's gut-wrenching this season, so
it gets real fucking dark.
It gets so real.
It got dark last season.
Yeah, it started dark.
It's somehow worse.
Oh my god, I believe you.
Much worse.
Like,
yeah,
of course,
it's not
of course it did.
Yes.
Ay-ay-ay.
Jesus favorite Christ. Favorite arc of Clone Wars.
Oh no. Oh, that's too hard, Kate. I can't possibly pick one. I don't know. Like, probably like the chip in the head one. The most gut wrenching one.
With your dead husband.
With my
dead
other husband. Yeah.
Five.
You know. Hondo? Fives. Hondo. Miranda. You're the worst.
Oh my fucking god.
How
it's
else
fine.
Will you miss being on the podcast with me if
I'm
not the worst?
It's so true. I made you get on this podcast. What is wrong with me?
You were like, if I'm suffering because these two idiots fucking made me go on this podcast, someone's coming with me.
and Chris made me move
to Portland, then made me join her fucking podcast.
Chris was famously stirring his Jedi soup that day.
It's true.
This is true.
That was Lost Stars by Claudia Gray.
Yeah.
It
sure was.
That's how I know when it was.
It sure was.
That is wild.
That's kind of amazing, actually. Okay, how much Star Wars shit is going in the baby's room?
I think... Well, what a great question. I need to get my shit together and actually put the things up. Like, I need to put things in there that the baby's going to need, such as, like, clothes and diapers.
You got a month.
So we'll see when, like, art and shit goes up on the wall, because I have, like, a lot. Kate and Chris have always been very kind with, like, getting me shit from cons and stuff. So I have, like, a ton of stuff to put up in there. And
really, it's a thing where Kate is like, "Ooh, let's get Kristen something else that'll piss Quinn off."
I'm not exactly. sorry.
Well, and that's the funniest sorry. Thing is like that's his office, and like he's working
not anymore.
In there.
He chose to have a baby.
Well, his desk is still in there. So
I'm sorry. Is the white man complaining about his space being used differently?
Yeah, no. I mean, he has not complained. So. It's fine. We just had to paint and that shit. So, no, the decorating will happen. I have all kinds of stuff to put up, but like I have a lot of like vaguely space themed stuff anyway, like the mobile, however people say it, is like the solar system.
Oh,
so
perfect.
They're like little crocheted
planets
and shit. They're really cute. I know. Shout out to my sister for being the most extra person alive.
Oh my god, surprising. Because
they were like, do you want... I was like, Lauren, this has like an astronaut and a rocket ship and all the planets. And she was like, yeah, I got all the extras from the Etsy lady. And I was like, you are so extra.
That's
beautiful.
He deserves the most.
Of course. A lot. Whatever. It is a small room, but like I have a lot of art and stuff to put
babies
up.
Babies are not
whatever
big.
We can. Mm-mm.
Listen, I just love how the last thing I think I sent you, the unhinged thing I sent you was like I can't remember this poor guy's name. The artist who he draws like basically like pulp novel covers out of like fandom stuff, and so the last thing I sent you was just like. Somebody like holding dead fives or something, and you're like, this is going in the baby's room. And I'm like, all right.
Listen, it's important.
He needs to know who died for him.
That's right.
God.
Fives died for your sins.
I was going to say, no one put fives on here as a baby name suggestion.
I mean,
add it to the outline.
Fives Junior.
Five's, I think I don't know, five junior sounds pretty good to me. Yeah. All right, what else is what did we get in the baby name suggestion box?
So y'all were terrible. Like, I just want to put that out there
to the listeners.
So many times, yes, this is directed at you, the listener.
Yes, I emotionally manipulated you. I bodily threatened you. I fucking gagged you.
If your name is not Andrew from the Patreon Slack.
Okay, Andrew
or
Brian
at Dog Underwater on Twitter.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Suck. Yes.
You yourself admit that yourself that you suck.
Brian and Jess are also excused. Brian, yes. Brian Larson, Pod Dad,
this is
are
true.
Also excused.
This is true. They
everyone
sent,
else
they sent good wishes.
I hope you step on the pointiest Lego ever.
I will
fucking
just point
hate
out
you.
That I don't know that we have other listeners. Like, I know we sometimes have other listeners.
What is the right point, Rana? Thank you.
I don't think we have that many listeners.
No, I'm not going to call anybody out, but I'll text you later.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. I can see it.
Oh, yeah, we know. Anyway.
I want to know who we're calling out.
Yeah, same.
God, fucking nosy-ass Gemini.
I'm a nosy-ass bitch, too, but that's just me.
Yes.
All right, however, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I see Jasper 2 is on there. Don't think we haven't said, like, what if we rename the dog and then just use Jasper for the kid's name? We're having a very hard time picking names. This is why this
wait,
is
you still haven't
joke.
Picked a name?
No. No. The kid will
maybe
have
you
a,
need to
the
see his
have,
little squished face
I don't know.
To decide.
The kid will have that's, a name when he's born. That's it's fine.
You'll look at him and it'll come to you. But Jasper 2, courtesy of Drew. So
there's some cultures where people don't name their babies for weeks to months to even a full year. So.
Totally.
And sometimes you get a new name when you get older. So
I don't know if
the
state of Oregon allows that.
I mean, don't culturally appropriate though. You're both white, but it's fine.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, you know what? If the kid decides that he doesn't like his name, then he can just change it. And
it's true.
He can name himself Fives Jr.
That's
yes.
Right. No, he is going to have a name so that we can apply for Canadian citizenship for him as soon as possible.
Yeah,
that's medical
fair.
Care.
So, and a passport. So we'll be able to
see Grandma and Grandpa.
We want to be able to yeet him up there to see his other
you're
family.
Throw
him
over the
baby?
Not that far.
I would love to throw a baby.
State and a half.
Yep.
I would love to throw a baby.
I always think of the Insecure, like the gift from Insecure of Issa Rae with the baby. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
Luke with two U's. I'm not sure who suggested that.
That was at Dog Underwater.
Oh, got it. And
there's
and Sheev with many E's.
Well, yes.
Okay, well,
so fewer, for you who don't more. Know. And by you, I mean literally the people on this pod who have not read The Expanded Universe. The way that the old EU authors used to denote clones is that they would just, and this was a Tim Zahn invention.
Because of course it was.
Because of course. They just added vowels.
Oh my God.
So it was
I
Luke.
Love that.
That is so funny. That's so stupid.
It's so Star Wars.
It's very on brand.
Who put Hondo...
Hondo McDondo is
oh yeah
good.
So building off of Luke I suggested just to give Kristen a variety of options Sheev and Sheev.
Fucking hate you.
I know.
I also suggested just keep an open mind but Hondo McDondo just change his last name.
It's
that's
fine
good.
It works it'll be
or
like that
Keekron Urodo or Kron.
Kron. That is good. Kron is good.
That's like some shit they sell at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah, Kron. That's more like the Chum Bucket, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Jess Purrington is a good one. Who's that from, Andrew?
No, I don't know who did that.
I didn't put that one in.
Me neither.
No one's claiming it. Does that mean it was Rana?
Probably.
It might have been Rana.
Rana just dashed off screen to make sure her computer doesn't catch on fire.
I was going to say, I think she's just making sure that she's not burning the house down.
We'll interrogate her momentarily.
Burning down the house.
But yeah, no, Fives Jr. I think is a solid choice.
Fives Jr., that's pretty good.
Yes.
And it's gender neutral.
Yes, exactly.
You're so right.
Fives Jr.
Rana, did you submit for Kristen's consideration Jess Purrington Mac?
So I did, but it's because I'm illiterate and probably like have all sorts of issues with, I mean, I'm joking. This sounded like it was like a confession of some sort. Anyways, if you did, does anyone hear the thunder? Did that pick up through this? No. It was like huge thunder. Anyways, I just didn't read Jasper 2 and I was like, I got to mention this. And I feel like George Lucas loves to take a name, change one syllable, or just separate it into multiple words. Mm-hmm. So
yes, I thought it was
Parrington Mac.
Yes, Parrington.
Per Jas Don Mac.
Exactly. Oh my God.
That is the ugliest like collection of syllables in that order I've ever heard in my life. Wow.
Great Star Wars.
It's
name.
A great Star Wars it, name.
It's perfect.
That dude's Kate, a pilot, and he's dying in chapter one.
Oh no! Question. Yeah. Kate, you got to make that happen.
What?
Yeah.
If whenever you write a Star Wars, Per Jas Don Mac.
Name it after Kristen Schaal. Yeah.
No. Just I would Per Jas Don Mac. Doesn't have to be whatever the real name is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's specifically that.
I
but
mean, clearly
but,
that is Kristen's baby's name.
Yeah.
Per Jas Don Mac.
I'll name the character that, and the kid will know. And that's
totally.
You. That's you, bro.
Totally. Oh my God. Speaking of. I know the next question is, when am I going to introduce the kids to Star Wars?
I was thinking of that Carrie Fisher quote. I hope it's Carrie Fisher. I might just be misattributing it, but you know what? I'm sorry. She's not going to know. So I love
She's
her.
Dead.
She's one of my favorite people of all time. But like, come on. Too soon? It's been years.
I love how my first thought was, you're right. She doesn't listen to this podcast.
Don't get me wrong, she's one of my favorite celebrities to ever exist, but like,
yes,
she's not gonna know for a variety of reasons, including but not limited to, she dead. and I think she would have no problem with that joke.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
She loves it, I guarantee.
She does not know we exist, it's fine.
She in her Prozac-shaped can.
I was gonna say, her Prozac urn.
Yep.
Or when she lived through Gary. Yes. Anyway, she had some quote about how like it was awkward to introduce Star Wars to children because if they didn't like it, then you would have to hate them. So you have to time it so that they don't like, so they're not too young to enjoy it, but they can't be too old to like it either. Yeah. And so I'm just curious. You don't actually have to answer this. I was just thinking.
No, it's a great question. I think like I am going to see like how curious they are about it is like always kind of like the best way to do stuff like that is like when they show interest, like that is a good time when appropriate. So like I know my friend's kid June is like 5, I think she's like 5 or 6, and she's really starting to get into it.
She's getting into it.
Really into it. Because she like both of them are like both of her parents are into it, and she like showed interest, and so they're working through the release order of the movies, and then like watching Clone Wars also.
Nice.
So
two things: one, there's so much cute Star Wars baby gear, so even if they don't know what it is, he can have his cute little R2-D2 socks or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that kid can't fucking read.
Right, exactly. Just like his mom.
That's right.
Two, I'm curious, Kristen, when you were introduced to Star Wars, since we're saying goodbye to you.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, I'm on NPR
I was
now.
I was pretty young. It probably would have been right in that like 5, 6, 7 range. And we watch it on like my grandma had this like one of those like pimped out Mark III vans that had like the the tiny ass.
Oh my God. Yep.
I know. So we.
Wait.
Like,
you had one of those like in the 90s?
No, I didn't. My grandma did. And
they had one of
all,
those in the 90s?
When. Yeah. And it. But like the old like Ford ones. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't
about?
Know they had screens in them.
I
thought that
TVs.
Shit was like 2010.
No,
all right, youngin.
I remember it being like, oh my God, I can't believe that we got a... My grandma had one of those later on.
They're not
on.
Like a TV that's meant to be in a car. It's a straight up small TV. Like,
I get it.
She bought the van for like us all to use as like... Because she has 5 kids. She had 5 kids. And so, like, we would all borrow them for, like, long car trips and shit like that. So, like, my...
Your grandma was a G.
I know.
Right?
My cousin, loved Star Wars. I don't know when they started with their Star Wars journey, but they got me into it playing the VHS tapes on that tiny, tiny little TV. That's like so... on many hour long car trips. So.
What a fantastic memory, though.
It's so weird and funny. It's a, like how could I even see it? Like it was about the experience, not the vision. It was on like a 6-inch screen.
It's not a Christopher Nolan movie, right? Like, right, it was fine.
Exactly. Like just the way George Lucas drew it up. I want you to watch this on an 8-inch screen, right? In a moving car.
I don't say a lot of nice things about George Lucas, but I will say that he probably would have had no issue with that.
Okay,
he would have been like,
fair.
"It's for kids." that's all he would have said.
Hell yeah.
He is not like Christopher Nolan, where he'd be like,
"Oh my god,
yeah, fucking watch it in your bathtub. What do I care? I still get your money."
Yeah, and also he'd be like, what was his whole thing about like how everyone hated the prequels? He's like, "Well, kids loved it, so I don't care." Like,
yeah.
Kids love Jar Jar.
It's true.
There's so much stuff specifically too for just like little kids now. Like, what is that? Young Jedi Adventures? Is that which you can totally
and if they don't take it off Disney Plus by the time he's old enough.
Oh my god.
Of course they don't edit it 16 times.
I know. He's old enough now.
I think so.
It's so true.
Put your headphones against your stomach. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
I know. That's exactly right.
Do you think you're gonna show him in release order?
Release order, yeah, for sure.
That's the only way to do it, honestly.
I think the first time I think you have to do it in release order.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just watch Attack of the Clones on repeat.
Oh,
if he's a
kid,
he's going to have such... I mean, he is a child, but he's not born yet. But when he is, it's going to be such a different experience to watch the prequels as a little kid. Like, he won't understand memes. I can't watch them anymore without having a drink every meme. Like, it's just the once you did it once, I was like, I got to do it forever.
Right.
You're going to have to let us know. He's going to love it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to let us know what he thinks of Rise of Skywalker.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
He's going to love it. He's going to be a baby.
Somehow.
It's like,
I don't know.
If he's a kid,
he won't have enough critical thinking. No offense. His brain won't be developed enough for it. He's going to be like, fast. Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
that was it was meant to be like a thing for people who love superhero action movies. So.
I was going to say, like, it's more of a visual experience, I feel like, than a storytelling experience. So
yeah, visual with a tiny sprinkle of nostalgia, like a white people seasoning amount of nostalgia.
It's 3 hours of sensory overload.
Which is what kids want. So.
Exactly.
I think that also describes any J.J. Abrams movie.
Yes.
I'm never gonna stop feeling guilty that I liked his Star Trek movie.
Yeah, I did too, and my dad wanted to disown me. I get it.
I learned their pain.
You get to like what you like, man. That's what it is.
I love it. It'd be like that. Oh Lord, I was going to say something. What the fuck was I going to say?
Well, while you think about it, I'll just read off some listener notes. Again, all but three of you suck. From friend of the pod, Space Jess from Love's a Beautiful Town.
I remember.
Do you want to go now?
I'm interrupting Jess. She can go fucking punch me in the face later.
She's definitely gonna actually listen to this.
Oh, I know. I know,
like,
she is.
She's the only person who might really listen to this episode.
I know. No, yeah. She's gonna tell me to fuck off. It's fine. What I was gonna say was I like the idea of waiting until he like is kind of interested in it, because I was talking to Aaron Goins of Star Wars Bookworms, and he was talking about how like his son, he tried so hard to get him into Star Wars, and I think the fact that he tried really hard is probably what did it. Like, his kid will be like, I gotta go to the library because I want to get books to read, and he's always just like, there are Star Wars books right here, and his kid's like, fuck no, because he's like 12. So like, anyway,
your kid's gonna like what they like.
Yep.
And you gotta let that happen, man.
And you might hate what they like if they watch it on repeat 5 million
times. I'm sure I'm gonna hate whatever it is.
Baby Shark dude.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. I still
think that song is so cute.
I know I need to be killed,
but like,
did we not all sing that at camp as a kid?
What?
Mama
Shark. How old are you?
the youngest.
I'm 30. No, Rana's younger than I am. I'm 30 years old. That's been a song forever. We sang that at camp because there's baby shark, there's mama shark, there's daddy shark, there's a grandma shark, there's a shark attack. Do 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 do. Oh no! First, before the shark attack, there's for a swim. You go for a swim.
How would they have copyrighted it? Wouldn't they have gotten sued?
I mean, I think it's like in the public domain.
I'm way ahead of you.
So confused.
Baby I'm Shark like... Dance, the children's song brought into the public consciousness in 2015.
Uh-huh. Well gone. Where's the history section of that fucking Wikipedia?
Who made Maybe the there original isn't one. Song?
Dad.
No, it's 2015.
It's not that specific. This is like it's like a real cultural song that you sing
at summer camp. We just used to all play
Mancala
slap each other in the face.
Chris, you can't fucking read. It's in the first sentence of the Wikipedia article. It originated as
Google.
Oh my god!
It originated as a campfire song dating back to at least the 20th century.
But
it's
when
in the first
century.
Sentence,
you're wrong again. You
but when
died?
In the 20th century? That's a long time.
I mean,
I was singing it in the 21st century, but
correct, yes. But like that means
Teddy
was...
Roosevelt was humming the Baby Shark song.
I fucking hate you so much.
This is wild to me. I had no
idea. I love how
idea.
You're like, I'm on Google. I'm like, did you not just click on the Wikipedia article?
No,
what are you,
this
what
one's
are
Grandma
you doing
Shark
because
she doesn't have
being
teeth.
A man.
Wow, my mind is blown. To be honest, I had no idea.
I was like real confused when that got big.
I had never heard of it in my fucking life.
That's wild.
You know what kids listened to in my family when we were little? You too. That was it.
Oh, we listened to ABBA in my family.
Same.
Yeah, and my dad's family, it was Rage Against the Machine. Like, that was it.
That's so fucking good. All right, read what Jess said before she fucking kills me.
Jess said, I don't have anything specific, but the ongoing joke that Kristen cannot read and somehow ended up hosting a book podcast will never not be funny to me. Also, always needing to know timelines. Never change.
Is it a joke?
It's not.
It's not a joke.
No,
but she did read Wikipedia. She's come a long way.
I just read something off of Wikipedia, so it...
So,
sometimes
she's,
I go,
she's
read,
been
baby.
Learning for the baby.
It's true.
Who needs little Einstein?
Drew, who is the only person who submitted both a name and a memory, or a well wish. Well wish? I don't know. Kiki, your introduction and use of the air horn has been transformative and one of the real highlights. Also has given me my favorite gift.
Which is of a guy blessing an air horn, obviously.
Yes.
it's Tracy.
No, it's Leslie
Morgan.
Jones.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
Leslie Jones.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was. I don't know anyone's name. I'm really
don't
sorry.
Tell us who you thought good. It was. It's okay. It's probably better this way.
No, that was at Miranda.
Oh my God. What did I do?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. We're all good.
And then from our very own pod dad, Brian.
Aww.
Cheers, Keeks. Aww. Pouring out an overly bitter stunt IPA for you. And because you're
Yay.
Awesome, I will not recommend Sounders legend Clint Dempsey as a baby name.
Ugh. Thanks, Brian.
That's love.
It's true. I miss y'all's podcast.
I know, me too.
I do miss the brew house.
Also, rip to the Pico Brewers did not make it through the panini, so
oh yeah,
that, so like I have one and I can't do anything with it.
We like bought all the shit to make the beer from the time I went on, and
yeah,
then never made that fucking beer.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Well, does anybody have any last words for Kristen?
I was going to say something sentimental, but I'll just text you. Like, nobody needs to hear that shit.
That's fine.
I don't
Thank
have
you.
Anything sentimental. You bullied me into all of this.
You're welcome.
But we do love you, and
your
we're going to
miss
you.
Your life is so much better now, Miranda.
I will say, oh, you know what my memory of you is, Keeks? That you refused to pay me, but it's...
Oh my God, that is so
nice!
I'm just kidding. I'm really excited for you, and I want all the baby pictures.
Yes.
All of them.
No,
I love baby
pictures.
I never get sick of baby pictures. I need to see them.
So excited. I'm
even
going...
when they're like fresh and you can tell that they like look like they're covered in goo still, like
yeah.
I'm down for baby pictures.
I will send those to you and not Kate.
Exactly.
Kate's gonna be like, That isn't too fresh.
That's
I don't like it.
Gross. Come back to me in 3 months.
Do you have an audio recording of the little delivery droid going, ooh, bye.
Oh my
God. Yeah, you're going to need that.
That's your push mix.
I'm going to need that.
Oh my God. That's so good.
Oh my God.
I should just like load all the Star Wars. Like that can be my distraction while I'm laboring.
I like that.
So
this kid
really
is
going
to come into the world to duel the fates.
Dude, how fucking cool would that be, though? Shit! Yes. That'd be the most metal-ass child. Oh, there she go. Oh my God!
This lasted a lot longer than I expected.
I'm doing
burp.
This is going on in my head, but I'm like 5 notes ahead of you, so I just got to the like...
It was going on as long as I expected it to go on for Miranda.
Fucking incredible.
I support this for burp.
Well, just remember, when you're done giving birth, you need to shout, now this is pod racing.
I will. That's the first thing that he's going to hear when he enters this world.
Wow.
Or just let him know that you have the high ground.
That's how you establish dominance over your child.
You have to establish dominance immediately.
Before they even cut the cord.
I am so excited to spoil the ever-loving shit out of this child. I'm just going to keep showering him with things.
We are very excited about our pod aunties and uncles. So I do have to leave an apology for Ash. Ash, sorry that you're taking this over.
Wow, fuck you too. But also, yes.
Yeah.
she has a point, my friend.
I do.
It's true.
I mean, I love how Kate's like, rude of you, as if like the whole beginning of this podcast wasn't like, I can't believe you edited our audio for 6 years.
We all know we're trash. It's fine.
Well, at least now we're not just like fucking hobbling along on Audacity. So
yes,
you know.
I was gonna say, yes, we have a real podcast platform now ish thanks to the pandemic, etc.
yay
thanks COVID.
Okay,
I know.
Chris, you can bring us out.
All right, well,
with
thank
definitely
you all.
The outro music.
Ready for
yes the outro music. Thank you all for listening to this very special send-off episode of the Book Wars Pod. Next episode, we're going to be finishing up. What are we reading?
No,
the Rising Storm. The Rising Storm by Kevin Scott.
Oh,
we're not done with it. We will be. We're finishing that up next episode. We also have a very special episode featuring at O Katrina and at Celestial Intent about season 1 of Andor that we're very excited to share with you, which we will do as soon as the Hollywood strikes are over, because we do not want to promote struck work, because we support labor unions in this house and podcast house. In the meantime, first and foremost, if you have the means, please donate to the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association at acpacares.org. Then, if you want to donate to this trash fire, you can do so via either Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/bookwarspod or on the Tashi Station Radio Patreon. There is a new tier for $2 a month where you can watch Kate or I stream. Kate is going to be streaming Red Dead Redemption 2. I will be streaming something depending on when she finishes Red Dead. It might be our record.
Listen, we're going to have to intersperse it because I'm going to spend like 85 years on Red Dead just running around chasing rabbits and shit. So like,
what do we call Red Dead, Kate?
Grand Theft Horsey?
My favorite thing. Sorry.
Okay, this whole time I've seen you all talk about Grand Theft Horse, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Oh, okay, I guess
Red
I'm
Dead
just
Redemption
dumb.
No.
It's
no,
it's by the same people who make Grand Theft Auto, but
yes.
You know, it all makes sense now.
No,
I was just like, okay, I guess.
The other
Grand Theft Horsey.
Y'all definitely tune in for this quality content. The other day I crashed into a log and killed my horse. So
So realistic.
I had like a fucking mental breakdown when I accidentally killed my horse in that game. So it's like not
it's fine.
Like, play that game at your own fucking risk, man.
Fuck me.
Awesome. Well,
awesome.
Yeah, I have nothing to follow.
You can
that
eat
up.
It. It's also not real.
Can you eat the horse in Red Dead?
I mean, in real life, you can.
It does not let you eat the horse, I don't think.
If you kill a horse, you lose honor, okay? I can't do that. My honor!
Kate and I just turned into big stereotypes of our people. I'm like, just eat the horse. Kate's like, honor.
Oh my god. Incredible.
Kristen, your baby will be a stereotype in the best way. Not in the whitest way, but the best.
It sounds like the whitest way.
Thank you. I'm going to start adding seasonings to his milk right away.
That's a fucking hot sauce.
Yeah. Get used to it.
Little hot sauce on the nipples so he knows what he's getting into.
That's exactly right.
Stir it with sounds a flaming painful. Anyway, our theme song is Whiz Bang by Poddington Bear. Our logo and artwork are by Joe Butera. Theoretically, if it's still there. Our logo and artwork are by Joe Butera Design, and our audio and production are done by a combination of me and Ash at Ash Jeffies on Twitter. From all of us, especially Kristen, but also Rana, Kate, Miranda, Ash, Argos, Jasper, Orca, Tony, Wedge, Arftilis, Tifa, Barkhart. Who did I miss? Me? Did I say me?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
And me.
No one cares about you anyway.
Yeah, it's fair.
That's at Chris, not Kristen. We love
you. Yeah, exactly. We care about Kristen for this episode.
If I leave the podcast, no one's going to mention I was ever here.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Thank you for listening, going. And we'll talk to you soon.